Good morning. The time is 9:06. Beautiful start here in central Wisconsin at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. Fair skies. Temperature stands at 59 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is our number two, the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Final day of August. Yep. Tomorrow, we'll go into the month of September, head into a holiday weekend that will be very summer-like indeed. To get all the details on the weather for today and for the holiday weekend, we're joined from weatherology.com by our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, yesterday was a beautiful day, a beautiful start. Looks like it's going to be another beautiful day. Very moderate temperatures, but boy, as we get into the holiday weekend, we're going to have to get ready to maybe do a little sweating. It's going to be very hot, but what can we expect both today and as we get into the holiday weekend?
Well, you said it. Yeah, it's going to get really hot once we get to the holiday weekend ahead. Definitely a day to take advantage of here for today. Even slightly below average, we should be in the upper 70s. We'll see highs getting up around about 76 degrees this afternoon. Sunny sky conditions as this high-pressure system is in control. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 50. Then a warm front starts to come in here for your Friday. We'll see sunny skies tomorrow, high around about 83 degrees, 87 to start off the holiday weekend Saturday. Cloudy skies to start off the day, but then becoming mostly sunny. A hot one here for your day on Sunday, sunny and with a high around about 96 degrees, and a high-pressure system settles into control for the Labor Day holiday coming up on Monday. Another hot one, sunny and high is around about 95.
Wow. I mean, we're really getting up there. We get to the mid to upper 90s. I don't know if you know or not, but often, you know, some of the really discomfort comes with humidity. Is this expected to be a humid weekend as well?
Once we get to Sunday and into the Labor Day holiday, yeah, we'll see those southerly winds coming in and kind of that humidity sticking in too as well.
Oh, boy. Okay. We will definitely talk more about that tomorrow. Have yourself a great rest of your Thursday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thanks.
That's our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki from Weatherology. As again, right now, fair skies. 59 degrees is the temperature in Wausau. Winds are out of the south at 6 miles per hour. The barometer, 30.16 inches, dew point of 48, relative humidity of 67%. The visibility is 10 miles. Well, again, August the 31st, so heading towards September. Hard to believe that we are basically getting closer and closer to the end of summer. We have school getting underway throughout central Wisconsin. We're into football, as I said. I don't know if I'd want to be a Wisconsin Badger football player on the artificial turf at the Camp Randall Stadium on Saturday. The Badgers at 2:30 on Saturday open things up with the first game of the season, non-conference matchup against Buffalo. Also, this weekend, we have plenty of high school football on our schedule. Tomorrow night, we have two games. I will be in Wisconsin Rapids as the Wausau West Warriors look to improve their record to 3-0, taking on the Lincoln High School Red Raiders. I'll be on the air live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 o'clock. Also tomorrow night, Tom Weaver is back. We missed Tom the first 2 weeks of the season. Tom will be bringing you much of the Marathon High School football broadcast this season on Bow Falls Radio. Tom will be with Marathon over in Rasholt tomorrow night. That game can be heard live on the Sports 2 stream, both on bowfallsradio.com and on the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, it's really a great way to hear our alternate stream broadcast. We have a Sports 2 stream and a Sports 3 stream on the app. All you have to do is download the app from your app stores, search Civic Media, and then once you get the app, you'll have all the stations of Civic Media on it. Be able to find Bow Falls Radio, click on that, and you'll see it. We have the primary stream, which you can listen to what's on the air wherever you may be here on Bow Falls Radio. And then on those nights, we have multiple games. You have Sports 2 and Sports 3. In fact, next week, we'll have three games on at the very same time, as we, again, are very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that brings you play-by-play of high school sports. And we feature Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon. So again, tomorrow night, Marathon, 6:35 p.m., Sports 2 stream, both bowfallsradio.com and on the Civic Media app with Tom Weaver on the call. That game will also air on a tape delay basis after our Wausau West broadcast as well. And then on Saturday, Newman Catholic football. Newman will take on Florence at Balliet Field at Newman Catholic High School. I'll again have the call of that one starting with the pregame show at 12:35 and the opening kickoff at 1 p.m. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. So, again, very exciting football season underway in high school action around Central Wisconsin. And one, two, and even three games this weekend here on Bull Falls Radio. Every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m., me and Jason Foster host the big high school sports show. And last night we had a very terrific guest, Carter Butt, outstanding running back and linebacker for the Edgar Wildcats. He had a massive game both offensively and defensively as Edgar knocked off Stratford 40-6 last Friday night, and a very, very well-spoken young man. And we're going to hear the conversation that Jason Foster and I had with Carter Butt coming up next. That's straight ahead here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Journey, only the young. And one of the best parts of my job is an opportunity to be around a lot of terrific young people, great student athletes in our coverage of high school athletics on Bull Falls Radio and also on the big high school sports show every Wednesday night. And last evening, Jason Foster and myself had a chance to talk to the outstanding senior fullback, and running back, and linebacker, Carter Butt. And again, very interesting conversation. And here is Carter Butt on the Big High School Sports Show, as heard last night here on Bull Falls Radio. Carter, again, thank you for making the trek over to join us here in studio.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate you having me.
Before we talk about anything else, let's talk about last week's game, because Edgar Stratford has been in Central Wisconsin, in fact, the state of Wisconsin, one of the great rivalries, even though it's now non-conference, at least, you know, for now. But to go over to Stratford, team that won the state championship a year ago, had a big win against Mosinee in week number one. Your team had lost in week number one in a low-scoring affair, and then you go there to win 40-6. Talk a little bit about the preparation. What did you feel it in the run-up to the game last week that your guys were going to play really well? And what were the keys on Friday night?
Yeah, we definitely had a level of confidence that was higher than, you know, week one. You know, going into week one, it's an unfamiliar opponent. You don't really know what you're getting yourself into with Ellsworth, and you can't really expect much. You know, they were running different stuff than they were last year. So that was all kind of mumble-jumble. You didn't really know what you were getting yourself into. But with Stratford, you know, we played them in the last 3 years, and they've been running the same stuff, and they got returning guys. We had returning guys. So we just kind of knew we had the guys that we had coming back. Those guys needed to outplay who they had coming back, and I thought we did a good job of that. We had a bunch of seniors step up. That was huge in our success. So we were definitely riled up. A lot more anticipation going into that game than week one. Week one's fun, but Stratford week, that's a whole nother level of fun. So I think we definitely stepped on the gas a little more throughout the practice that week, and, you know, it paid off on Friday night.
Yeah, piggybacking off of that, you grew up in Edgar. I mean, this game is circled on the schedule each and every year, and we talked a little bit off air. These are 6-8 and 14-12 type games. What made it such a blowout? What made it a 40-6 game? What was different about this year?
Yeah, if you compare our week one game to our week two, we, you know, we flipped the field position game almost completely. Week one, God, we were starting on our own 10, 15, 20 sometimes, and, you know, ending on their 20. So if we just started, you know, on our 30 or 40, those drives would have ended in touchdowns, and we could have ended with, you know, 24, 28 points. But then this week, we were starting on our 30, 35, 40, and, you know, scoring on those drives that we otherwise would have in week one. So, you know, it says the score says 40-6, but that's just, that kind of just goes to show that the field position battle in games like this are huge, and special teams too. We had a couple big special teams plays, and those were huge in, you know, gaining field position on the other team, especially, you know, Stratford. That's a game where, you know, anything can, you know, kind of happen in the trenches with the offensive defensive line. I think our guys stepped up huge and, you know, kind of moving the line of scrimmage. The holes were there for sure. I had, you know, 140 something yards, and Colby Weisenberger, number 8, another senior, he had 70, 80 yards on, you know, 7 carries. He had a long run towards the end. So, yeah, I think we had guys that stepped up for sure that we needed to step up, and, you know, the score says 40-6, but Stratford is a great team. Don't get it twisted.
You mentioned a little bit earlier, and also touched on it in the last answer, the number of seniors you have on your mm-hmm. squad, and these are guys that have played.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, in the last 2 years or so, it was a very young Edgar team, mm-hmm. and now it's a very experienced mm-hmm. Edgar team with all these seniors that have gone through the wars. They've had some really tough games, tough playoff games, including last year when you ended mm-hmm. your season against an incredibly talented Regis squad. Did the fact that you've been through these big games, both in terms of the conference and in the postseason the last couple of years, you and your senior teammates, mm-hmm. help you generally, both in terms of the run-up to a big game at Stratford, and then once you got between the lines and the kickoff began last week?
Yeah, definitely. That experience it's really big in big games. Having those big games under your belt, you know, like we had last year with Regis, even Stratford and Colby last year in the regular season, those were huge games to, you know, build our confidence, other than the Colby game and the Regis game. But, you know, the Stratford game built our confidence, even level 2 last year, Spring Valley, they were a great team. And we had guys in that game that are coming back this year, you know, me, Teague, Brett, Colby, Jace, you know, our offensive lineman, Harrison. Oh, we got Leighton at receiver too, Harrison, Fletcher. We got a bunch of guys that are coming, or that came back from last year. And just having those tough games, that adversity under your belt, it's huge in the long run, because, you know, when you're seniors, you're going to look back and you're going to be like, yeah, those games we played when we were juniors and sophomores, they were tough, but we kind of learned from it, and, you know, that's where you improve the most, from the tough games.
So if I'm a head coach, and I know I'm going into my, obviously your biggest games are yet to come in the mm-hmm. playoffs, but if I know that I'm circling my biggest rivalry game on the schedule, and I say I can take one of our best players and I can draw up a game plan for him where he rushes 32 times for 144 yards, 5 touchdowns, and then jumps to the other side of the ball, gets 10 tackles and a sack, that would be about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
So you have to know, when you have a game like that, you're going to get asked the question, what do you like better, playing offense or defense?
Well, they're both incredibly different. Offense, it's a lot of, you know, just trusting the guys that you got around you, because, you know, your 5 offensive linemen, they're kind of doing all the hard work, the dirty work, what people don't really see. And you're just kind of reading the holes that are there, cutting. You're kind of trusting your practice with your offense. But defensively, a lot of stuff can be thrown at you. It's kind of just more of a, are you football smart? And are you able to, like, you know formations, tendencies, and stuff like that? Just going and hitting guys. So I would say I probably enjoy defense more, just because, you know, Edgar prides herself on their defense. And we've had great defensive teams throughout the years, and it's fun to kind of carry on that legacy, you know, carry the weight of, we're a great defensive team, and, you know, we're going to hold teams to 8 or less every game. That's our goal. So defense is a lot of fun.
That's a great answer.
Again, we're talking to Carter Butt from the Edgar Wildcats, senior running back, linebacker, also special teams, right?
You're
a punter, right?
And punt returner, yeah.
Punt returner, okay. Both, yeah. And that's the thing about Edgar as well. You talk about defensive tradition. They also have been known for special team scores.
Yeah.
And that's something I imagine it's worked on quite a bit at practice, right?
Yeah. Our Monday practices are all dedicated to our special teams. We practice our kick return, punt return, and then if we're, you know, thinking about throwing in a fake punt, mm-hmm. you know, throw that in there, a punt block. So yeah, that's 2.5 hours each day that's mm-hmm. dedicated to our special teams, and that's a huge part of games that people don't really, they kind of shrug off as, it's special teams, you know. So it's definitely People underestimate the power that special teams has, especially flipping field position with great punts and great returns.
You mentioned a number of names, and I think you ran through them, and a lot of the guys with experience. Let's kind of delve into that. Who are some of the other guys that are vitally important to what you've been able to accomplish the last few years and continuing to be a very successful Edgar program, be a Merrillwood tri-champs last season, and what will be important this year in order to reach those goals? What are some of the guys that you look at? I'm sure you're a leader on this team, but other leaders on this team beyond what happens between the lines?
Yeah, so we got four captains. I'm one of them. But we also have Tegan Streit, who's one of my first cousins. He's the QB and safety of the team. He's a good kid. Kind of does what he's told. He's a smart kid. He's got 4.0. He's huge to our success because having a guy that smart, you know, the QB position, you can't really replace a guy like that. And then another captain we got is Harrison Gravine. He's our left tackle, our man mover, our road grader. He's just a big kid. He's also my first cousin, and you know, grew up with him throughout the years. He's a good kid too. And then our fourth captain's Brett Baumgartner, who is our tight end and defensive end, and he's a fun guy to be around. You know, there's never a dull moment with Brett. So that's the four captains. Then we got running backs. I'll go. We got Colby Weisenberger. He's a senior. He plays running back and linebacker along with me. He's a fast kid. You know, a track kid that ran at track for freshman, sophomore, junior year. And then the other running back is Jace Affelbeck, who he's a junior. So he's still kind of learning the ropes a little bit. But he's been playing since he was a freshman. And he's definitely a key to our success because, you know, when me and Colby aren't doing so well, we got to, you know, rely on a third guy too, which is Jace. And giving him the ball, he's kind of like, I almost want to call him a mini-me. He's like a little shorter and maybe the same height maybe, but a little lighter. And we kind of run the same way. So, yeah, us three, we kind of pride ourselves on it. We're going to be getting the ball almost every play and we need to, you know, make things happen. Receiver, we got Leighton Schuett. He's a junior. He's, you know, a tall kid, basketball player, and dunked the thing better than anyone else. He, you know, made some great catches last week. I think he had three receptions for maybe 80 yards, just a deep threat. It's good to have a guy like that, especially if the run game's not going well. Offensive line, I mentioned Harrison before, but, you know, left guard, we got Ty Schinelli. It's his first year at the position, but he's gained a lot of muscle over the summer, and he's worked hard. He's definitely earned a spot, and he's learning, you know, just as we are. But he is going to make a lot of improvement throughout the season. I can tell you that because he hasn't played offensive line ever. He's been a running back, linebacker, just like, you know, me, Colby, and Jace. But yeah, he's definitely filled in the left guard spot pretty well. And then the center, we got Fletcher Weiland. He started last year. He's a junior. And he's a big kid, smart kid. He's one of the smarter offensive linemen we got, and he's been playing pretty great this year. Right guard, we got Marcus Hainerfus, who's a senior. He played right tackle last year, made the switch to right guard. He's a little quicker. And he's an experienced guy. Yeah, like I said, he started last year at right tackle. But, yeah, he's smart, too. He's learning the right guard position just as Ty's learning the left guard position. And our right tackle is Preston Dahlke. And he was kind of like flipping time with Marcus last year towards the end of the year at right tackle. And he's gotten pretty big over the summer. He's about 6'4", 210, 205. And he's playing like an all-conference lineman, all-region lineman. And he's worked hard all summer. He's another smart offensive lineman. And that's just the offense. And most of those guys are playing defense, too. Right. But we got some one-way defensive guys, too. Our corners are Tucker Streit. He's a sophomore. Smart kid. One of the smartest, you know, on the team. And then our other corner is my younger brother, Mav Budd. And he's a sophomore also. He's, you know, still learning. Still learning, but you know that's going to happen with a sophomore. You can't expect him to be a world beater as a sophomore. And then we got a defensive end, Lucas Stanke, who's a sophomore. The three sophomores that start for us, and he's also a hardworking kid and strong, tough, mean, big. He's probably like 6'2", 210. Yeah, another big kid. And I would have, you know, focus on a couple guys, but
you gotta go back to the locker room tomorrow.
Yeah,
go back to school.
Exactly. But I wouldn't want to focus on, you know, just a select guy, few guys, because a lot of people are keys to our success. It's not just, you know, the top five or the top 10. It's, you know, all 40 that we got on our roster.
Chad Home Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Beautiful morning this Thursday morning, 9:34 is the time. Continuing the discussion that Jason Foster and myself had last evening on the Big High School Sports Show with the outstanding Edgar Wildcat football player, Carter Butt, running back, linebacker, talking about his team, his career, bit of other things as well. But here's again Carter Butt last night from the Big High School Sports Show.
It sounds like you you're a really good leader, really good teammate. I've had the opportunity in the past when I was coaching and knocked out of the playoffs or whatever to come to an Edgar practice. Coach Sins let us come and just see how you guys do things a few years back. And I hear you say words like pride, family, tradition, and then all the words that go along with great football, toughness, smart, intelligence, great teammates, road grader, love words like that. Tell me what it's like to grow up in Edgar and the tradition of football in Edgar. Like, at what point do you realize that football is really important to you, and what time do you and your buddies, at what age or what grade, is that kind of you start dreaming and talking about what it's going to be like when you're there?
Honestly, growing up in Edgar, it's right when you come out of the womb, honestly. Yeah. You know, you're growing up, you're going to the games on Friday nights, and you kind of know you're going to the games every Friday night, but then you're also, you know, the guys on the team growing up. When I was three or four, first thing I remember, we were playing state football down in Camp Randall, and I was watching it on the TV at my aunt's house. And then the next year we were, and then the next year we were. So it was definitely a big thing growing up. And then some kids have the opportunity to be a manager on the team. So yeah, me, Tegan, Preston, Mav, Tucker, we were all managers growing up, I'm sure. Brett, I'm forgetting a few. See, that's why I don't do that kind of stuff. Yeah. But yeah, being a manager is a huge part, because you're around the team, you're around the culture, you're shown the ropes a little bit. You kind of know what Edgar football is about, even though you already know what it's about, but you kind of see a deep dive about, like, how the guys get along on the team, the words they're using, the positive leadership that some of the guys show, I guess. Yeah, and yeah, definitely growing up in Edgar, it's you're shoved into football right away. If the TV's on in your house, football's on. And yeah, you're kind of the town's known for its football team for sure, and that's kind of what we hang our hats on. Like, if our football team's good, then, you know, the school year will be great, because you have that to carry out throughout the whole year. So yeah, football is huge in Edgar, and, you know, if you ask anyone, I'm sure they'll say the exact same thing.
Again, we're talking to Carter Butt, the Edgar Wildcat senior, our student-athlete guest for this week here on Bow Falls Radio, Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. We'll get back to the football in just a few moments, but I know you are, but what other sports do you play? A multi-sport athlete.
I play basketball in the winter, started a little bit last year, and then I do track in the spring, and sprinted a little bit last year, kind of got thrown into shot put, kind of fell in love with it, took second at conference, but then, you know, didn't do how I wanted to, you know, regionals. So I'm looking to definitely improve on that, because it's fun having, you know, three sports year round. Because if you do football, you're done. Then what else are you going to do for the spring and the winter? But yeah, track is probably my second favorite sport. It's such an individual event as well as a team event that it's a different aspect than most sports bring, because it shines light on the individuals as well as, you know, there's team accolades too.
What do you like to do outside of athletics? What do you do in your free time when you're not playing football or sports?
Free time, right?
Yeah, got a lot of it. I just like hanging out with my family, just doing little things throughout the day with my brothers. I got Mav, like I said, and then even younger brother, McLean, he's eight, and, you know, we kind of go back and forth, you know, at home, especially in the summer. We got a lot of free time together, just us three. Play some video games. Big Madden guy, but I guess big Madden guy. I'm an okay Madden guy. then I hang out with my buddies, and all those buddies are, you know, on the football team, and we hang out, you know, quite often throughout the year, not just during football season. And those are fun guys to be around. Most of the guys I mentioned earlier, those are some of my best buddies.
How special is it to be involved in athletics with family, with your brother on the field at the same time? I mean, that's got to be special.
Yeah, it is really special because, you know, those are some memories that you're going to hold on to forever. And growing up, you know, all of us, we butted heads, and but kind of going through sports.
No pun intended, right?
Yeah, no pun. But, yeah, just playing sports together, it kind of brought us together. Like, me and my older brother, Maddie, we butted heads throughout, you know, our whole childhood. And then we finally got to play high school football together, and that brought us closer than, I don't know, probably anything. And, you know, we're still pretty close today. And, you know, high school football is just such a special thing in our family. Because it's brought us brothers. My mom's probably saying, you know, thank the Lord. Because I don't know if she could have done it on her own. But yeah, playing with your brothers, it's something that, you know, you're gonna remember for the rest of your life.
Tell me what it's like playing for Coach Sins.
There's not even words, honestly. You know, he's such a legendary guy, and just it's a nice, great leader. It's just a good guy to be around for from August till November. He likes hanging around with the young coaches, the young assistant coaches, because it keeps him young and good. I'm kind of glad he does, because if he was, you know, an old grumpy guy, that wouldn't be too fun. But he's still pretty youthful at heart. You know, he'll drop down in practice and give us 25 push-ups just to show him that a 73-year-old can do it. And it's just fun things like that you're going to just remember. And also the discipline that, you know, you're going to cherish when you're older, because if you're not disciplined as a young kid, you know, you're going to just slack off when you're older. And so, yeah, I'm definitely grateful that, you know, I get to play for Coach Sins. And a lot of the alumni that, you know, have graduated throughout the years, they still talk about, like, God, I wish I could play one more year for Coach Sins, because it's just such a great thing for young kids to kind of get to do.
What does your team have to be better at as you continue this season to reach the ultimate goals that I'm sure you and your teammates have?
Yeah, like you said, the special teams is a huge thing in Edgar. And throughout the first two games, we've been okay at special teams. Our punting game hasn't been great, even though we've only punted once throughout the first two games. We could definitely improve on that. Our punt returners, me and Tegan, we're back from last year, so that hasn't changed much. We're still, you know, the same guys. Our kicking team, our coverage guys, we're kind of throwing non-starters in there, guys that wouldn't otherwise get playing time in there, so they're still kind of like learning how to do stuff like that. Our kick return team's pretty solid, so probably our punt and our kick team, if I had to pinpoint a specific spot on our team. But otherwise, I think our offense and defense are great, and our leadership is great, and our work ethic is great. But just, yeah, like, punting and kicking, getting better field position would definitely help, especially in, like, the big games where that's a huge key.
I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What changes in practice from the week leading into the Stratford game versus the week leading into the Pacelli game?
Yeah, going into week one, I'll say week one because we've already kind of experienced that whole week. It was a lot of nerves. You know, you're facing an unfamiliar opponent, like I said before, and you're just kind of playing a little scared, almost. Some guys. But going into Stratford, you have that fire lit underneath you already. Like, yeah, we've played, you know, 68, 69 times already in the past, and you got to kind of carry on that legacy for the alumni that are watching and, you know, tuning in to the score after the game. So, yeah, you definitely have that sense of urgency throughout the week of practice. Like, yeah, we got Stratford this week, and we better be ready to play. Otherwise, you know, it's they're going to have bragging rights on us for a year. And most our seniors, we won't be able to, you know, take that back because that's our last year. So, yeah, the intensity last week was it was there. It was through the roof almost. And we're now kind of trying to carry that into, you know, our Pacelli and Rosholt, our non-conference conference games, our crossover games, if right. you want to call them that. And, yeah, we're still trying to bring the intensity throughout this week of practice. And last week it definitely helped because the weather was so hot towards the end of the week. You're on fire, literally, and guys' heads are on fire because they're playing Stratford on Friday. So just kind of carrying that enthusiasm to throughout this week and the week after and the week after that, because we knew that Stratford week, it wasn't going to be like, okay, we'll show up and we'll beat them. We had to kind of light that fire underneath us and have a sense of urgency throughout Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Do you dare dream of Camp Randall at this point? I mean, obviously you've had so much experience with the Wildcats, and so many times Edgar football teams have made it down to state. Do you have moments either where you're, you know, before you put your head on the pillow at night that you dream about Camp Randall?
Well, I'd be lying if I said I haven't dreamed about it before. I've been, ever since we made it in 2016 and won pretty big, that's been like the top of my mind, you know, from that day until now. Like, stepping onto that, I haven't stepped onto the field ever before, and that would be huge, you know. That'd be one of my dreams. So, and I think this year we definitely have the pieces that we could make a run, but we just got to kind of stay focused, take it week by week, and bring the intensity every week, and, you know, maybe that dream will become a reality.
Are we ready for the final question? Shall I? We always ask the last question to our student-athlete guests, especially somebody that's like yourself who's been through the process, I would say, for a few years. But as a senior, and you've said it, you have some young players on your team, you got some young family members that are going through the process. Yeah. What bit of advice do you give to the students, student-athletes that are coming into the program that you've learned over the years, that maybe a piece of advice that they could take as they start their journey that you found out through the course of your journey?
I would say just kind of understanding how special the tradition is in Edgar is just such a huge key for young guys to understand. I kind of understood it, but you didn't really understand it until you got to your, you know, your junior, senior year, that, wow, this is real life. Like, we're playing for a state championship every single year, and that's the goal. So I think just understanding the tradition we got and how guys stay connected, you know, throughout the years from Edgar football, that's a big thing. And also, you know, having those dreams, those goals, you gotta put some work in, you know, to make those things happen. So, you know, in the off season, in the summer, you know, weightlifting program, running programs, those things are huge. And, you know, taking them seriously, working your butts off, you know, every single day, that's huge, because some teams don't do it. In that you already have a leg up, and you're Edgar football, you have that tradition, so you already have a leg up there. So as many, you know, things as you can do better than an opponent, that's going to set you up immediately for, you know, you got a leg on them there. And then throughout the season, you got to kind of keep your foot on the gas. It's not lay off, okay, it's easy, we did the hard work already, we just got to show up for games. Keeping that foot on the gas throughout the year is huge, because some teams like to just coast throughout the year because they already did the hard stuff. Right. So, yeah, just intensity and kind of understanding how grateful you should be playing for Coach Sins and the entire staff. It's something special that, you know, most kids don't get to have.
Carter Butt, again, really appreciate you making the trek over. I mean, you're not here in town, and you made the trek over from Edgar, and it's so much better to be able to have you here in studio and be able to talk to you. Again, congrats on what's been a terrific start to the season, especially winning against Stratford. But I know there's so much still on the plate for you, not just football season, but obviously winter and spring as well.
Yeah.
But again, thank you very much, and good luck this Friday, and good luck throughout the season.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Again, that was Carter Butt. Joined us last night on the Big High School Sports Show. And again, join myself and Jason Foster every Wednesday night. It's always so cool to be able to sit down for a long-form interview with our student-athletes. And we also had the head football coach at Stevens Point on last night. Again, longer form. And it's cool to have them be able to, you know, spend a few more minutes than they normally would. We're going to take a quick break and be right back here on WXCO.
On Friday night, the Wausau West High School football team looks for a third straight win to open up the season. The Warriors travel to Wisconsin Rapids to take on the Red Raiders in the Valley Football Association opener. Hear all the action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Football on Bow Falls Radio is brought to you by Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, North Star Restoration, Shine Chiropractic, Menke Auto, Ameriprise Financial, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Graphic Packaging. It's Wausau West at Wisconsin Rapids in high school football. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kick at 7 p.m. on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
At home show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded that Civic Media app, do it today. We'll wait a few minutes. Once the show ends, then do it right away. Be able to go to wherever you get your apps. Search out Civic Media. Then you'll be able to tune in to Bow Falls Radio and all the other Civic Media radio stations on the app. Wherever you may be. And also we have those alternate sports streams as well, like tomorrow night when we have Wausau West live here on Bow Falls Radio and on the mainstream. Marathon is at Rosholt on the alternate stream tomorrow night, and a real easy way to listen is on the app. Today, the final day of August, August the 31st of 2023. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1888, Marianne Nichols was murdered. She is the first of Jack the Ripper's known victims. On this date in 1897, Thomas Edison patented the kinescope, the first movie projector. On this date in 1997, Diana, Princess of Wales, died in a car crash in Paris. Hard to believe. That's 26 years ago today. On this date in 2009, Walt Disney Company announced it was acquiring comic book giant Marvel Entertainment for $4 billion. On this date in 2015, President Obama officially redesignates Alaska's Mount McKinley as Denali, its Native American name. On this date in 2018, A Star is Born, directed by and starring Bradley Cooper and co-starring Lady Gaga, premiered at the Venice Film Festival. Again, that's a few of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. Some famous people that are celebrating their birthdays on August the 31st. Violinist Ishtok Perlman is 78 years old today. Singer Van Morrison also turning 78. Actor Richard Gere, so many big movies in his career. Richard Gere, 74 years old today. Marcia Clark. She was one of the prosecutors of O.J. Simpson in the famous O.J. Simpson murder case. 70 years old today is Marcia Clark. Gina Schock, member of the Go-Go's, 66 years old today. Another music superstar, Debbie Gibson. Remember when I was in high school, Debbie Gibson came up big, and she was basically the same age as I am. So it's like back when I was a teenager, had a crush on Debbie Gibson, and Debbie Gibson, outstanding talent. Also, in addition to her music, also has been a stage actress. And Debbie Gibson today turning 53 years old today. Actor Zach Ward played Scott Farkas in A Christmas Story, 53 years old today. Chris Tucker from the Rush Hour films is 52 years old today. Actor Sarah Ramirez of Grey's Anatomy turning 48 years old today. And Ryan Kelly, actor from Teen Wolf, is 37. And if you out there celebrating your birthday here on August the 31st, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. some special events being celebrated here on this 31st day of August. It's a good one for this because it's going to be a beautiful day here in central Wisconsin. It is Eat Outside Day. So if you grab your lunch or grab your dinner and eat outside today. It is also Matchmaker Day. I could use a good matchmaker. Single right now, so I need a matchmaker. Somebody on Matchmaker Day, help me out. It is Love Litigating Lawyers Day. It is Trail Mix Day. And it is also Thoughtful Thursday. And our number for the day, 171,715. That's a big number. 171,715. Well, that is the number of job vacancies right now in Canada's food service industry. Boy, that's a lot. For Canada, does not have nearly as many people in it as the U.S. Also, some news nuggets to pass along, and actually something to think about as we go into September. September is called Scroll-Free September. Scroll-Free September. It's a chance to take a break from social media. Do you think you can get through September with little or no social media use? Well, Scroll-Free September is a campaign started in the UK in 2018 that encourages social media users to take a break from all personal social media accounts for 30 days during September. I don't think I could do it. I use my social media to promote what we do on this program and our sports and everything else and get information as well to talk about. So I don't think I could be able to do that. So good luck if you're somebody that's going to partake in Scroll-Free September starting tomorrow. Also, make sure this is something you can think about. Get healthy by simply taking the stairs. Using the stairs at work instead of taking elevators could be a lifesaver. A small Swiss study found that walking up and down stairs for 3 months increased levels of fitness dramatically. Subjects also saw a marked reduction in waist size, body fat, blood pressure, and cholesterol, all of which are known risk factors for heart disease. So while you're not scrolling, start taking the stairs instead of taking the elevator at work. Well, that's going to wrap up today's edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio. Thanks again to our guests. Earlier in the program, we were talking to Pat Kreitlow from Up North News, also Mike Clemens from Pacific Media Sports as well. And tomorrow, make sure you join me. I'm going to talk more about this T-Wall thing with Wausau and the mall area. I got some more thoughts, so we're going to open it up to you as well because I really, really did not like that letter that Terrence Wall sent. And we're going to talk a lot more about that on tomorrow's program. Open things up a little bit more on that as well. And also talk have our weekly Wisconsin sports segment with Paul Micklig as well. Coming up next at just after the news at 10 o'clock, from 10 until noon, it will be As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. From noon until 1, Town Call. From 1 until 3, The Todd Alba Show. Matt Flynn Direct from 3 until 4. The Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom from 4 until 6. And from 6 until 7, it is The Maggie Dawn Show. So no reason to turn off your radio. No reason to switch stations. Keep it right here all day and all night long. Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Have yourselves a great rest of your Thursday and join me again tomorrow starting at 8 right here on WXCO.